Pine Richland will take over at the 35-yard line as the kick went out of bounds, I believe, is what happened.
Yeah, it did, and we were penalized for it, yes.
So the Rams will start at the 35-yard line, a whole host of new players in there for Pine Richland. First down and 10, low snap, handoff, and running with it is Ryan Geyer, and he'll have a first down out over the 45 to the 46-yard line. And Ryan Geyer, a junior on this team, having himself a nice night here in the second and third quarters thus far.
Yes, he is.
Crisp and Evan Orlowski with the stop for the Tornadoes. First down and 10.
Looks like they're going to give all the starters, at least on the Tornado side of the ball, rest here tonight.
Ben McGregor back into quarterback. That a whole host of new names on both sides of the ball here. McGregor will hand it off. And again, Geyer running into the middle of the line, across midfield to the 48-yard line of Butler.
That's what they have to do. When they get an arm or hand on him, they just got to wrap him up. They just can't let him go. Did a better job that time slowing him down, getting some, again, just some pull down on him there and so forth when he was trying his cut back. It's all you got to do. Wait for somebody else to come in there and help clean it up.
Second down at 4. Rams will let the play clock run. Of course, the mercy rule is in effect. So it'll run through certain times whenever the play would stop. Geyer will get no play action. Roll out. Pass is caught by Josh Reckenberg. And he carries the mail forward across the 40 to the 38-yard line. And that's a gain of 10 and a first down.
Yeah, he faked the handoff there. Froze the tornado rush coming in. And he just flipped it right out there into the flats. And took right off, got the first down.
Lots of sophomores out there for both teams on the field right now.
Yeah, Pine Richland definitely has a lot of sophomores looking across their roster. But more sophomores than juniors.
McGregor will hand the football off again. Geyer up the middle he goes to the 35-30, stays on his feet at the 25-20, and will be thrown to the turf at the 17-yard line.
They're trying to continue the bit of a fast-paced offense that the original starting offense had. You want to see that continuity as a coach. You want to see them continue to do on your second level what your first level was doing.
First down and 10 from the 17-yard line. Pine Richland on the move here. First possession of the second half. And McGregor will hand inside handoff to Ryan Geyer. And Geyer inside the 15. Knocked down at the 11-yard line. That is a gain of 6. Hunter Neff with the stop for Butler. Second down, and 4. Play clock down to 10. McGregor now faces the line on 2nd and 4 with Geyer to his right. And it'll be option pitch. Geyer to the 10, to the 5, inside the 5, and knocks to the turf at the 3. You saw McGregor directing traffic that time, Craig, and kind of looked over things, and Andrew Klein came up to make the hit.
Yeah, he definitely got the quick pitch off there. And I don't know if you're Ross, do you have number 62?
I don't.
Number 62 was in there doing a great job reading the pitch. Almost broke that play up, though. Good hustle by the young man wearing number 62 tonight.
First down and goal for the Rams at the 3. Ben McGregor in the pistol. Hand the football off to Ryan Geyer. Up the middle he goes, and he'll push the pile into the end zone for a touchdown.
Oh, it's like a headbutt off the turnbuckle. That hurts. Hmm.
It does. Absolutely. Ben McGregor will hold. Mason Proust with the extra point. And the Rams will tack on.
They're playing the Mask Eliminators theme song. He could just quit dancing for a little bit if you're all right.
He's furiously taking notes. The Mask Eliminator. He's tweeting away.
He is.
He's got a deadline.
Oh, he does.
He tweets, he takes photos, he does it all. 56-0, the score. And Butler will head out onto the field, await the kick. First possession of the second half coming up. Back for the Tornado are Hunter Crisp and Trent Vallant. Yeah, that's a good kick. Different kicker out there for now. Proust, actually, Mason Proust with the touchback and Tornado now. We'll head out on offense and we'll see if they can get something going here. The second teamers out there. We're trying to see who is in a quarterback for Butler. Kyler Callahan will remain as the signal caller. Callahan takes a snap, inside handoff to Trent Vallant. Bounces it outside, nearly got free. Vallant is tackled, but a gain of about 3 or 4 on the play.
Good job stringing it out there. Again, working hard to get to the outside. Keeps running like that, he's going to run out of one of these tackles and break it.
Second down and 8, gain of a couple.
Now, our starting offensive line is still in there. And, but you look, their first-team defensive line is still in there, too. So that's good. Both squads can use some extra work there.
And Callahan with the keeper. Comes around left end, has room, 30, 35-yard line. Tackled at the 40-yard line in the biggest gain from scrimmage tonight, I believe, for Butler, of 18 yards out to the 40. First down at 10, so Butler at their own 40. Ball on the near hash, moving right to left. Callahan takes a snap. Hand off, Trent Vallant. Looks inside, tries to bounce it to the outside, gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's all.
Yeah, he hit the line really hard, and then he kind of stepped back. You know, he's trying to, almost like a lateral step. And unfortunately, the flow of the defense coming in closed down on him pretty quick. If he would have just kept forward, probably would have picked up at least 2.
Yeah, it looked like he had a little bit of room to the left. He just, kind of, like you said, just kept going straight forward. Second and 10. Callahan with the keeper. Again, he'll try around the left side. This time the backside pursuit catches up. He will get a yard to the 41. And that is it. Third down.
Yeah, when the back's running out like that, trying to get to the outside, they got to be really aware of getting that stiff arm out there. You know, because obviously guys are going to be getting angles on you. But if you get that arm out there, you can almost use their momentum to help push you down the field a little bit further.
Third down and 9. and a mix-up in the backfield. It was just a timing play. As Vallant came in motion, and as he was crossing in front of Callahan, the ball was snapped, and it hit either Callahan or Vallant, and it fell to the turf, and he had to fall on it at the 35. Oh, we have that was a penalty on Butler. An illegal motion, the call, so that will be declined, and it'll be fourth down. They put it down at the 35-yard line. Clock continues to roll. We're at the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Emery Douthat standing at the 22-yard line. High snap. He goes up and gets it. High kick. And a very good punt. And the ball is muffed by the intended receiver for Pine Ridge. And he eventually falls on the football. And that was Jordan Burns who muffed the punt. Tried to pick it up once, Craig, and then thought better of it and decided to just fall on it.
Yeah, he was having a hard time with it. Like a little grease pig out there. It was just kind of squirting out. Every time he tried to grab it there, it just kept going. But that goes to show about the speed of the game, because we should have had at least two guys down there. You know, and that guy fumbles it twice like that and eventually falls on it. By that point, we should have at least two guys down there.
Rams back out on offense. First down and 10. Dane Goltz will hand the football off. And that is Jordan Burns, who with a nice run out of the 35 to the 37-yard line. Can you imagine? He was a little motivated after muffing the punt.
No, I'm sure. He wants to make up for that. I got back to about the place where he would have been if he would have just fair caught that ball.
You're right. Yep. First down and 10 from the 38. In the shotgun goes Goltz. And he'll hand it off to Burns. Up the middle he goes, strips one tackler, and is hit low and tackled at the 43-yard line. Gain of 6.
Hunter Neff did a good job getting in there, helping disrupt that play a little bit before it really got going. Also, Peyton Keyes, you know, is doing a nice job getting a good push in there. I've watched him a couple times there on the left defensive end position there. He's, you know, giving that tackle all he needs. So it's good to see a good young guy get a good push up field like that.
Yeah, this is where you have a chance to shine, for sure. Low snap, option pitch to Burns. Has a 45-yard line, first down and more into Butler territory. Takes a tackle at the Butler 43, still on his feet at the 40, and still going inside the 35. They'll give him the 34-yard line. You're right, he's running like a motivated kid.
Oh, yes.
You've heard Hunter Neff again with the stop. Under a minute now in the third. And this will likely be the final play of the third quarter coming up.
You know, we had a blitz on that time, but Pine Richardson did a great job picking it up there. And I know, you know, obviously our linebackers want to get in there. You just can't run into a pile. You got to use your head. You got to use your hands.
Burns has room. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, and tackled inside the 5 to the 3. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. Pine Richland will walk to the sideline. And when we come back, they'll have it at the Butler 3. This is Valley Football at 10:50 a.m. and WBUT.com.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Szabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
The Valley Express, Karen Car, Wash and Pro City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. We'll check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Microblades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. The Valley Express, Karen Car, Wash and Pro City. Drive in, drive out.
Fourth quarter to go here at Pine Richland High School. And I'm going to buy Craig an ice cream on the way home. We're going to stop and get happy at DQ.
Day for me.
What's your favorite there, Craig? What are you getting?
Oh, Heath Blizzard.
Heath Blizzard. Didn't he play for the Steelers? Oh, no, that was Heath Miller.
Oh, yeah.
I know. First down and goal for the Rams. They have it at the Butler 3. Handoff. Burns up the middle. Touchdown. You knew he was going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Burns runs it in. Heath Blizzard.
Yes, sir.
They still have the cotton candy Blizzard. That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Run.
Little bits of cotton candy in there. I mean, like the crumbly hard candy. Oh. Extra point is good. 63-0. This one's going to sting for a long time for the Tornado.
Wow.
They're doing four half and halfs here tonight. So was that a quarter and a quarter? What would you call that?
We're going to get a 16th. Someone's going to get a 16th tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Next week, thank goodness we're back at home. A couple weeks in a row.
Yay.
Seneca Valley and Norwin the next 2 weeks. Coming up at our Bernardi Stadium. Both games, a 7:30 kick. And then at NA, and then home to Central Catholic at Hempfield, and then home to Cannon Mack. We'll wrap it up on October 26th. And the Tornado set to receive the kickoff. And that is a good kick. It'll go over the head of Hunter Crisp and right through the end zone for a touchback. Butler at their own 20-yard line. Lots of I think we're going to get – I think we'll have time. Can they get you a Buster Bar? Do they still call them Buster Bars?
That I don't know.
Okay. Butler on offense, first down and 10. Tyler Callahan in the pistol on first down. Keeps it himself. Shakes a tackler off in the backfield, gets positive yards to the 22-yard line.
And this offense has to get some kind of continuity. And
it's tough.
And I know that's why they're keeping these first teamers in there. But I'm sorry, if you're first teamers, you got to be running these second teamers over for Pine Richland.
They've changed the defensive line.
Yeah, they have now.
Second down and 8.
Oh, come on.
And a player from Butler jumped. It will be a procedure call. Back to the 17-yard line.
That's a lack of focus. It doesn't matter if you're down 63-0 right now. You have to stay focused. You've got to take pride in your performance.
Second down. Callahan rolls to his left, throws on the run, and it's incomplete. Pass. Third down. Third down and 13. Callahan takes a snap. Hand it off to Trent Vallant. Up the middle he goes. Gets a 25, still on his feet. And a good carry out to the 28-yard line. Well, he got to the first down marker about 2 yards shy.
At this point right now,
yep.
Go for it.
And they are.
The more reps you get out there, the better it's going to be.
You have a different quarterback out there. Tyler will take the handoff, keep it himself, lunges forward, and I believe he has enough for a first down. The ball came loose, but he was down. Now mark him down at the 30 and say move the chain.
Good for him. The big first down. What number's in there at the right guard? Looks like we got a different player in there now.
Tough to tell.
75.
I think you're right. Pacey Rakosi in. Hand off Trent Vallant up the middle. 35. Hit hard at the 38-yard line, but a gain of 8. Well, good to see him get some, as you said, get some game time here tonight, Craig.
Right. I'm surprised they hadn't used him more earlier in the season, especially. Again, he was one of those kids, you know, you looked when the first year that we had freshmen coming on to play at the varsity level, there was only about 5 or 6 of them here, and he was one of them.
Kind of stood out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there weren't that many, but he was here. He was getting some reps.
Gain of 9, 2nd and 1. He'll get the call. First down, up 40 to the 43-yard line, a gain of 5.
Nice to see him break one here.
He's come close a couple of times.
That he has. Keeps moving the sticks.
Pine Richland will hit the road next week. They'll travel to Norwin and then host Central Catholic in a couple. First down and 10. Empty backfield for Callahan. And it's a quarterback keeper right up the middle. He'll get a yard to the 44. Second down and 9. From the 44. Hand off to Trent Bown. He'll try the right side. Meets some resistance. Cuts it back up the middle to midfield into Pine Richland territory to the 49-yard line.
Did a nice job. Number 30 came in there trying to make the tackle, and Trent just put his shoulder down and punished him. That's good to see.
Third down and two. Clock rolling. 4:40 to go. Ballant will join Callahan in the backfield on third down. And Kyler will run for it. Put your shoulder down very near a first down as he gets to the 47-yard line. I think they're going to say he has it.
Yep. Yeah, move the sticks.
So they're grudgingly grinding out some yards on the ground up the middle here late in this game.
But this is a type of play that they need to do. This is what they have to kind of have in mind. Not try to be the big strike offense, but just a steady, consistent running, you know, ground game, just run it out type of play. You know, take 12, 15 plays, but just get something on the board.
Trent Ballant with the carry, and, wow, stays on his feet. And he'll get to the 45-yard line. Showed a little character there, Craig. Would not go down.
That's good. Got to have some fight left in you. Clock's still going, so hey, the game's still on. Got to keep playing it.
3 minutes to go. Second down and eight. And Trent Ballant to the 42-yard line. Gain of three. Third down at five.
Third down at five. All this on the ramp 42.
Got a lot of Butler faithful making it down here tonight, still staying in the stands here.
Yes, they are. Callahan will go around left end, and he's near the first down marker. He'll be shy by about a half a yard, it looks like. And it will be fourth down. And about a half a yard. Ball dozed up against the 43-yard line. Callahan, spin move, gets him the first down to the 35-yard line. And he never did hit the turf. He just stayed on his feet. And they'll move it. Now you got to take a shot at the end zone. You got to come up on a minute left here.
Well, like I said, they need to get a little bit more hustle on their step there, too. I mean, obviously the game's not in question. But
right. But
you can spoil things by, you know, putting something on the board. You get rid of that shutout.
Low snap. Kyler does a good job of picking it up as it bounced away from him. He's still on his feet at the 25 to the 24-yard line. Thought maybe he was going to bust that one. Sometimes those plays happen that way where you end up breaking it and taking it the distance.
That's it. I mean, I just... The walking around just drives me nuts, I got to say. I don't care if you're down 63-0. You don't walk on a football field. Man, hope mom and dad kick some of these boys in the behind here and say, just move on the field, all right? Play the game, get out there and move.
Final play coming up. And I'll give it to Trent Vallant, who's had a good half. And he'll get to the 21. That's going to do it. Final score here tonight, Pine Richland 63, Butler nothing. The Tornado now 0-2 in the conference, 0-4 overall. Pine Richland 2-0 in the conference, 3-1 overall. Pine Richland travels to Norwin next week. And Butler back home to Seneca Valley. And that will be a 7:30 kick. We'll have the airtime for you at about 7:15. Craig, thanks. Tough night. We're going to get in the van and go home.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks to Anthony Willison back at the station. Stay tuned. We have the MSA Sports Network scoreboard show coming up next as the Mask Eliminator has been turned loose in the press box. And I got the people's elbow. He almost hit the ring.
I saw a 4.3 in the Richter scale. There's now a tsunami going on in Japan.
Oh, man. For Craig Lucas and for Anthony at the station, I'm Ron Wilson saying so long. We'll see you next week at Butler High School, the Trib Live scoreboard show on the way next here on 1050 AM.